News Radio 1120 KPNW. Thanks for joining us on the Wake Up Call. Pleasure to have you with us. So, here's a hypothetical question for you.
All right.
So, your house is on fire. Okay?
Okay.
Now, that's not a good thing.
No.
And the fire department comes out, and they say, oh, sorry, we can't do this, because if we spray water on this burning house here, it's going to harm the watershed. Now, if they said that, what would you say?
You're insane.
Well, it could happen in Lane County, courtesy of, yes, you will see it on the ballot. It is ballot measure 20-373. It's called the Watershed Bill of Rights. And what it does is that any business or any government entity that does anything that could be considered by, let's say, Mrs. Kravitz next door as being harmful to the watershed, well, Mrs. Kravitz can sue you in court, and you'll have to pay her court fees. And it gets better. Let's talk about it this morning. Betsy Schultz is the grassroots director of the No on 20-373, and she joins us on the Wake Up Call. Hi, Betsy.
Good morning, Bill. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. So, was my example a bit too hyperbolic?
Well, I couldn't quite hear all of it, but I doubt it, because this measure is really... it is very broad, it's very vague, and opens a lot of cans of worms for everyone across the county. So happy to chat about it this morning with you.
Can I ask who came up with this?
That's a great question. One of the listed petitioners is Michelle Holman, a woman who lives out in West Eugene, and has been a voice in this space for a while over the years, has tried to pass other measures in the past that have been deemed unconstitutional. And so this is the latest effort.
Okay, so the thing is, and I will tell you this, when you get your voter's guide and you look at it and the description of it, it is vague enough that it would be very easy to go, oh, I guess this is okay. But the devil is literally in the details, and that is when you read the entire measure as it's written, it's not good. It declares that watersheds in Lane County have the right to exist, flourish, regenerate, and evolve, that Lane County residents have the right to affordable, clean water. Yeah, try telling that to your utility. Free from harmful contamination, and it creates new rights in addition to those under current state, federal, and international law. But what is really interesting is that it gives essentially, it says that it supersedes county and state laws, right?
It does, yes. Mm-hmm.
Among other things. I'll let you get into this as opposed to me just going over these things. But talk a little bit about, you know, the way that this is supposed to work as far as, okay, this can be enforced by just anybody.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you doing my job this morning, Bill, and laying all of that introduction out there. So, yeah, this measure creates that, like you said, that watershed bill of rights. And the way that it describes watershed and defines that, it's basically the entire landmass of Lane County. And so I think some folks might see, oh, I don't have anything to do with any of the stream beds or doing anything with, you know, water or discharges that would require a permit from the EPA. So I'm good. This doesn't matter to me. Well, that actually is not entirely true, given how it is defined. We're all looped in this together. And it also creates, I think, what is most troubling to me and our campaign, a private right of action. So as you were saying, any person, if they feel, not if they can scientifically prove, but if they feel that the right of the watershed to flourish or relationships between the ecosystem, however you want to define that, and I think trial lawyers will have a heyday with defining what that means, you as an individual can sue any business, government, or nonprofit if you feel like those rights are being violated. And so this just opens up, like I said, a whole can of worms here for the residents of Lane County. And I mean, I think we all, part of why we live here is because we love the pure water and clean air that we have. And I think we all feel like it is relatively pure already. We have wonderful protections in place. We have actually the strongest forest practices protections in the nation. And so I believe are doing a pretty good job in protecting all that. And one other thing that I'll throw in here too, that a lot of folks I think haven't fully processed. We do a lot of conservation work in this county, mm-hmm. whether that's fish habitation or particularly in my area up the McKenzie River. There's been so much reforestation work done after the Holiday Farm fire. All of that would be open to lawsuit because that is doing something in a stream bed. It's also disturbing those or changing the relationships within an ecosystem. So this, once you start pulling the thread, it just unravels.
Well, yeah, I mean, the way that the ecosystem is defined in here, I mean, it goes down to essentially bacteria.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, and again, I love our environment. I grew up on a stream. I have great childhood memories. I still live there. But this is just so unworkable, and it's just going to create so much cost. And Bill, you were talking about the enforcement component. This mm-hmm. requires Lane County as an entity to be the enforcing body for this, but provides no funding for that. And so when you think about where our county is from a budget perspective, our DA is already struggling to keep up with the level of cases that they're needing to process for relatively high-level crimes. And you think about throwing this in there, how is our county going to afford that? They're going to have to make other tough choices or increase costs and fees, and I don't think anyone in the county is quite prepared for that.
Well, and while it mentions that, it also gives individuals, just anybody, Mrs. Kravitz, or anybody else, the right to bring suit on their own, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, here's getting down into this, and it's deep buried into this measure. I'm going to read it absolutely verbatim. To require the government to adopt protective and effective measures to prevent and or remedy actual and potential violation of the rights declared within this ordinance, even when there is not scientific certainty or full evidence of the risk. So in other words, yeah, I can just go on my own assumption. I mean, it says it's right
wild.
There. I mean, this gives essentially free rein to anybody, and I'm going to put it out this way. You have a landscaper come to your house. Your landscaper maybe puts some spray on your fruit tree in the backyard and puts some fertilizer on your yard. Well, that's going to run off. So your neighbor can essentially call the county and say, you need to find this guy, or they can just take him to court because without any scientific knowledge or evidence of risk, they can turn around and sue the landscaper for coming out and taking care of your tree and your yard. Correct or incorrect?
Well, I would say I'm not a lawyer, but that has been our understanding and the lawyers who have read this. Yeah, it is. It's wild. And then if you think about it, if you actually have a home business or have anything, a sole proprietorship or an LLC, if you're even doing work in your own yard, your neighbor can sue you over it. So it is quite draconian. And I mean, I don't know if you want to go into the damages, but under the way that it's written, you are liable as the entity that is being sued for the cost to repair and restore the watershed to its previous, non-damaged state, if we're going to call it that, and liable for 1% of that cost every day that it is not mitigated. So that can rack up really quickly. And the proponents, I've heard them in other public spaces say, well, this is only going after bad actors. No one who, is like none of these that we're talking about, these kind of frivolous things, whatever, like they would get thrown out. Well, I don't want to rely on the court system for this kind of thing. And just the like having to deal with the preliminary components of a lawsuit can be incredibly expensive really quickly. So it's concerning for all of the business, nonprofit, government entities in the county. And then for those of us that get our services from them, that's just going to jack up the rates in a time when none of us can afford that.
Betsy Schultz joining us on the Wake Up Call. She's the grassroots director for NO on 20-373. I want people to think back to the Holiday Farm fire, and in particular, folks wanting to rebuild their homes out there. And there came this issue of, well, wait a minute, you can't build a home back out there because that's going to be detrimental to the McKenzie. And there was an issue of whether they were even going to give people the permits to rebuild their homes. Am I correct? Briefly, because we only have 2 minutes. Am I correct or incorrect on that?
I believe there was some discussion around it, but I think the legislature stepped in and made it pretty clear that folks would be able to rebuild. Yeah.
Right. But under this, if you wanted to rebuild your home that burned down along the McKenzie, somebody can come along and say, that's going to detrimentally affect the watershed. You cannot do that, and I'm going to sue you to stop you. Correct or incorrect?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Next, I mentioned fire departments earlier. They're a government entity. They come out, they spray down your house because it's on fire, and of course there's going to be toxic chemicals because of that, ash, a variety of different things, burned plastics. Okay, I'm suing the fire department because that all washed off into the storm drains, and that goes back into the rivers and streams, and that caused pollution. True or not true?
That's my understanding, yes. The fire chiefs are pretty concerned about it.
20-373. Once again, the good idea fairy comes to a ballot near you. Betsy, unfortunately, we're out of time. If folks want to find out more about what this lunacy is all about, give them a website and other material. Where can they go?
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Yes, I would highly encourage folks to visit our website, protectourcounty.org. They can read all about it. This is one measure that it would behoove folks to actually read. It's quite entertaining, and it's short, and it's very eye-opening. So please be educated when you turn in your ballots before May 19th.
Betsy, appreciate it. You have a good rest of your day.
You too, Bill. Thank you so much.
Take care. It's News Radio 1120 KPNW.